In our business news today, a new ultra-cheap car for the masses. It's been dubbed the people's car and generated enormous buzz in the auto industry for a country not known for cars, India.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us at this historic occasion.
It was finally unveiled today in New Delhi with a price tag of $2,500. The Indian company Tata is behind it. It's called the Nano. Murad Ali Beg is an automotive journalist. He was at the press conference this morning where the Nano was presented to the world. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Nano, I guess, meaning as in nanosecond, teeny tiny little car?
Nanotechnologies, microtechnologies, whatever name they've given it, it is currently the lowest cost complete car in the world.
Well, complete. Why don't you describe it to us? People have been waiting, breathlessly waiting for this car.
It's not half a car. It's not a sort of car lacking in anything. It's got space. It's got comfort. It's got the option of air conditioning. It's got a 35-horsepower engine, which won't give you any phenomenal performance, but it'll give you up to about 60 miles per hour.
But that 35-horsepower engine, to put it in perspective, I think that's about a third the size of the smallest car that we here in the United States would have on the road.
Quite right. I've seen it. It seats four large adults quite comfortably.
Does it have a trunk, a boot?
No. It's a rear engine, so it's like the old Volkswagen Beetle. There's not a lot of room in front.
What is the buying public that Tata Motors is aiming at?
Well, this will open a new segment because this will be half the price of the smallest car in India at the moment and about three times the price of an average motorcycle.
The motorcycle market there in India, it's people who are families who would like to have a car, perhaps, but can't.
Absolutely. For many people, there's nothing between a second-hand car and a motorcycle.
Now, environmentalists are not too happy about the prospect of possibly millions of new cars hitting the roads there.
We haven't yet seen any test reports, but according to the chairman of the company, the emission levels will be about half that of an average new motorcycle.
Is the car nice looking?
It's very pretty.
Very pretty?
Yeah.
Come in different colors?
We only saw three colors,
yeah.
A yellow, a red, and a silver. But, I mean, that's the least of the problems. I mean, to give a dozen colors is no big deal.
How has Tata, the company making this car, managed to make a car for $2,500?
Well, they have done a lot of what is called frugal engineering. They have set up a plant in a backward area of Bengal, which has attracted quite a few tax concessions. It has also got a lot of their suppliers of components and parts to set up factories next door to them so that they can reduce the transit cost of transport from different plants all over the country. So they've done a number of steps to shave pennies off the pounds.
When does this Nano hit the road?
It was vaguely said halfway through next year. So I would imagine we can expect something like September, October this year.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Murad Ali Beg is an automotive journalist speaking to us from New Delhi, where the new people's car, the Nano, was unveiled today.